It was long and thick and round. It was so big, it was like a trunk of a small tree. Yes, it was a trunk. Hoping that his nose had swelled up due to all the pulling, he wrapped his poor pulled and long nose in cool banana leaves and sat down waiting for it to shrink. 3 days went by, but the nose did not shrink. Suddenly, a fly came and stung him on his shoulder, and before he knew what he was about to do, he lifted his trunk and hit the fly dead with the end of it. "Why, I could never have done that with the small nose I had." Before long, he was doing all sorts of things with his new long nose, squirting the river water on his back without having to kneel, plucking delicious fruit from the tree instead of waiting for it to fall, and scratching himself with it. What fun! He was enjoying himself. Feeling homesick by now, he decided to return home. Now, finding his way back home with the help of the banana skins and melon rinds he had dropped on the way, here he began his return journey, picking up the dead skins and rinds he had dropped, for he was a tidy pachyderm, here elephant. Back into the arms of his loving family, his uncle Baboon said, "Come here and be spanked, nephew." "Pooh," said the elephant's child. "I don't think you people know anything about spanking, but I do, and I'll show you." Then he uncurled his long new trunk, much to the amazement of his family, and spanked two of his dear brothers with it. "Oh, bananas," they cried, "where did you learn that trick, and how is your nose so long?" "The crocodile gave it to me after I asked him what he had for dinner." Before long, the entire family went off one by one to the crocodile in the great grey-green Limpopo River to get new long noses, and ever since, elephants have had long trunks. Children, with this we come to the end of our second chapter, The Elephant's Child.